This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. Alexa, listen up. Alexa, how many of you guys have an Alexa? One of those Echo or Google Homes. I have a Google Home. And my husband put it in the bedroom so we could listen to rain sounds to go to sleep. So we could have an alarm. Right? He liked the alarm. Google, wake me up at 6 a.m. Setting alarm. Thought it was cool. I bought him a Google Home. And so I heard better reviews than the Alexa. Then I just got suspicious that I would be listening to us. Well, unfortunately, another couple suffered that, and pretty embarrassingly. A couple or a family in Portland, Oregon, found out that their Amazon Echo recorded a conversation without them knowing. And not only recorded the conversation, sent the audio file to one of their employees in Seattle. My husband and I, Danielle told the local news station KIRO and 7, would joke and say, I bet these devices are listening to what we're saying. The news station did not report her last name. She said the incident happened 2 weeks ago when the employee called them to say she received a strange voice recording of them. The person on the other line said, unplug your Alexa devices right now. You're being hacked. The audio recorded included the couple talking about the hardwood floors, and we heard also something personal. Danielle said they turned off their multiple Echo smart speakers, contacted Amazon, and spoke to an Alexa engineer who apologized multiple times. Amazon confirmed the error in a statement and explained the improbable series of events that took place for it to happen. It wasn't a hack or a bug with the device, but a case of Alexa's always listening microphones mishearing a series of words and mistakenly sending a voice message. They said Echo woke up due to a word in background conversation sounding like Alexa. Then the subsequent conversation was heard as a send message request. Okay, I disagree. I think it's always recording. And so the default is a recording, and then when something gets prompted, it kicks in a second level action. That's what I think. So, when you prompt a send message, Alexa is supposed to say don't. So then the background conversation might have interpreted a name on the customer's contact list. Alexa then asked out loud contact name, right? Alexa then must have interpreted the background conversation as right. And unlikely as the string of events is, we are evaluating options to make this case even less likely. So you see what they're saying? They're saying that it or insinuating, it was prompts. Alexa worked perfectly. And it was prompts in the conversation. So their conversation had to have included the word Alexa, the word send message, and a contact name, and then a confirmation of that contact name. And because those four things happened while they were talking about hardwood floors, their private message gets sent to somebody else. I don't buy it. The Echo only confirms the contact name if there are multiple people in an address book with the same or similar sounding names. So now they don't know if the couple had the volume turned all the way down on their device or if they didn't hear Alexa's multiple spoken replies. The colored ring on Echo speakers also lights up when the device is active. I disagree. I guess this thing is just on. So we have unplugged the Google Home in our bedroom. In fact, we don't even use it. That's a waste of money. I almost wish we could get our money back. I don't want that sucker in the house. Especially in the bedroom. You know how scary that would be if one of you guys got, you know, a recording of that? You'd think some farm was being hit by a tornado. I mean, you'd call the National Weather Service, the National Guard. No. Just Dolly and Corey. So, all right. Let's say the Amazon Echo is a bad idea, or Google Home is a bad idea. And I'm telling you right now that sales are going down because of this. I mean, people are, they don't want that. But what about your phones? You hit a phone, you know, hey Siri. True, you have to hit a button, or you may have to swipe something. See, I've always thought that your phone is collecting images. You know how light a touch it is for that camera shot to grab that camera? I just wonder if when you use it as a mirror, it's collecting all those images. And then your touch of the camera button is like a save. Or like that, or is that second order step. I don't trust phones. I don't trust computers. I've never trusted them. TVs. And I'm not trying to be a conspiracy theorist. I'm not trying to, you know, freak everybody out, but we really put a lot of trust into technology, into our medical records, into our emails, into our texts, into our pictures. Somebody had a mole on their butt, so they took a picture of that, brought it in as a patient so I could see, and go, look, they go, look, I didn't want to undress, I just wanted to show you this. And I'm like, well, I could take a look at it, but based on that, you know, you should get it biopsied. But then you just wonder, the path of that phone to get down there, what if all of that recorded? 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Shipping, processing, return postage, extra, auto ship, and other terms apply.
Mirror on the wall. Why does my hair look so old and thin?
Ladies, if your thinning, damaged hair is making you look older, then you must hear this message from Karenique, the number one women's hair regrowth system in America and a bestseller at Ulta stores nationwide that's clinically proven to thicken, strengthen, and repair hair. Right now, Karenique is letting 1 million women try Karenique risk-free through this special radio offer. That's right. To try the number one hair regrowth system for women, just dial *646 on your mobile phone to try Karenique risk-free for a full 30 days. Karenique is so popular, a new woman tries it every minute. The Keranique Hair Regrowth Treatment contains the only FDA-approved ingredient clinically proven to regrow women's hair. You'll even see thicker, fuller results right away, guaranteed. So dial *646 on your mobile phone right now to start regrowing the thicker, fuller hair you love. Dial *646 to try Keranique for yourself risk-free. Hurry, this offer will not last long. Dial ** and the number 646. Dial *646.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad and Jason who are working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so let's give you an update on Ebola. A Catholic priest has been quarantined in the Democratic Republic of Congo after being infected with Ebola. As health officials today actually revised down the number of deaths to 22. They say we have quarantined a priest from the diocese of Mbandaka Bikoro who tested positive for the Ebola virus, a medical source told AFP on Thursday, under a condition of anonymity. Religious authorities in the town could not be immediately contacted. The Congolese Health Ministry on Friday published a new death toll for the latest outbreak following laboratory tests on bodies. The overall deaths as of May 23rd confirmed is 22 and not the previously reported 27. So, The number of those infected was also revised down from 58 down to 52, including 31 confirmed, 13 probable, and 8 suspected cases. So, it was not possible to establish whether the priest was among them. The authorities explained the downward revisions by saying some cases attributed to Ebola had proved negative after laboratory testing. Kinshasa, on May 8th, announced cases of the notorious hemorrhagic fever in a remote northwestern district called Bikoro. That's where this started. Last Thursday, then, the first case was reported in a city of 1.2 million, Mibandaka, which is a transport hub located on the Congo River. Since then, red alerts have been issued. People have been on high, very, very high alert. Vaccines have been shipped in. Vaccination has started. And they are trying to contain this in lightning speed. Being told that the Ebola number has been revised down is very reassuring, considering every day we were being told of new cases. Now, some of you will say, no, Dr. Dahlia, quit being naive. They're not telling us. They are not telling us. They don't want to scare everybody and ruin the economy and all that. I don't know. I mean, maybe you're right. I don't know. But their explanation of somebody died, we got the testing back and it wasn't Ebola, is valid. People die every day. Doesn't necessarily mean they died from Ebola. So if they got originally thrown in the mix during all the chaos, and then they, you know, once everybody calmed down, said, all right, then, you know. So last Thursday, the first case was reported. Oh, we already talked about that in Mibandaka. DRC health officials launched a small targeted vaccination campaign this week, and UNICEF said it was helping schools and children to protect against the spread of the virus. So now school children, they know that they need to wash their hands regularly. They do not shake hands. So school children are being told not to shake people's hands. I foresee a world where nobody shakes hands. You know, I hug people. When somebody extends their hand, I hug them. Now, that may be too forward. That may seem too intrusive. But a close-on-close hug, where I'm not touching the skin, saves me from touching a hand that could be infected. Or I'll grab the shoulder, lean in, do a bump, I'll do a fist bump. I'm still big on handshakes. I still shake a lot of people's hands. But I start hugging a lot more. As you know, Ebola spreads through contact with bodily fluids. Is both highly infectious and extremely lethal. It's a hemorrhagic fever virus causing internal bleeding, fever, malaise, all sorts of stuff. Several families have installed buckets of soap and water in the entrance of the house for hand washing. Many people are now teaching their kids don't touch nothing. And remember, this all started, well, I don't want to say it all started, but the most deadly outbreak started with a kid. It was a kid who got in it at ground zero in December 2014. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. The FDA is warning us about these TV medicines that we give little kids. Federal health officials warned parents Wednesday about the dangers of teething remedies that contain a popular numbing ingredient and asked manufacturers to stop selling the products intended for babies and toddlers. We're talking about like little baby Orajel that has the benzocaine. Benzocaine in the lidocaine family, the anesthetic family, according to the FDA, can cause rare and deadly side effects in children, especially those 2 and younger. The agency has been warning about the products for a decade and said reports of illnesses and death have continued. Now it wants teething products off the market, noting there is little evidence they actually work. They say we urge parents, caregivers, and retailers who sell them to heed our warnings and not use over-the-counter products containing benzocaine for teething pain. So when my kids were teething, I didn't really use a lot of baby Orajel. I love Orajel when you have canker sores and stuff. But numbing the gums with the Orajel, it's very temporary, and teething pain is deeper. So I never really used those for little kids. I didn't really recommend them. But when something's over the counter, people think it's safe. They also think any dose is safe. Do you guys notice how now all these baby products are starting to be behind the counter or starting to take it off the counter? Apparently, grown-ups are too stupid to use over-the-counter medications on the kids, according to the government, FDA. So now, cough syrup, no. Decongestants, no. Baby Tylenol is still there, but I wouldn't be surprised if they later take that off, saying, oh, we're overdosing babies on this. Now, teething gels. Because something could go wrong in the one in a million shot, or because families may be stupid and overdue, government doesn't want to be involved in that. So we have kids that are congested and coughing and having issues, and you know, we don't really have a lot of over the counter stuff we could use. There was a kid who had their tonsils taken out, and the child was not given codeine. The doctor told the parents, just give Tylenol or children's Motrin to the little kid, 2 years old. That kid didn't eat or drink for days. Was miserable. Now, my child, when he got his tonsils out, yeah, he got something with codeine. And, boy, did it help. I was able to get some fluids in him. Because a tonsillectomy hurts so bad. Think of your worst sore throat and then cube it. Not triple, yeah, cube it. That's how bad a tonsillectomy is. And now doctors can't give a little codeine. Well, because the child could get addicted and we don't, I mean, really, trust me. These cough syrups or these codeine medications taste like crap. I have never seen a child get addicted to a codeine medication. Well, there could also be some complications of codeine, accidental overdose, accident, whatever. Okay, I get anything could have a side effect, but you got a child that's in a lot of pain. And it's, you know, it's barbaric. Give them some relief. So, you know, the way we're doing things now is, it's rough being a kid. Now, how did we do it when we were younger? We didn't have a lot of stuff. I remember there was Trimenic. Well, I remember there was aspirin. I remember my mom would give me that baby aspirin. They would taste like little orange tablets. I hated the taste. We don't want to give aspirin now because we don't want someone going into Reye syndrome. It's a reaction they could get taking aspirin. So we stopped the baby aspirin. But yeah, there was kids' Tylenol and things like that. And, you know, but what did our parents do? They gave us some schnapps or brandy. If we had a sore throat, if we had pain, whatever, make us drink some tea, throw some brandy in it. We used alcohol. So these Orajel benzocaine, they say they could cause a rare blood condition linked to a potentially deadly breathing problems. Could interfere with the oxygen-carrying protein in the blood, heme, causing shortness of breath, headache, rapid heart rate. And the American Academy of Pediatrics does not recommend these teething creams. They usually wash out a baby's mouth in minutes. They don't really help. So I'm okay with that. But apparently 4 kids died between 2009 and 2017 from this. 1-877-DOT-ELLIE.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOLCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, Dr. Dolly Show. So just really quickly, Fiat Chrysler had to recall 4.8 million vehicles over an issue that could prevent drivers from turning off their cruise control. Now, from what we heard, there's only been one incident related to the malfunction. No reported injuries, luckily. But they said the issue can be triggered when the car accelerates while operating under cruise control. So for those of you not familiar with cruise control, you don't have to keep your foot on the gas. Cruise control allows you to stay at the speed you want. You lock it into the speed that you want. But if you are climbing a hill while you drive, the car will accelerate on its own to maintain that speed. It's kind of cool. Because you feel like it's an autopilot. Cruise control has been around for decades. But I still make sure I pay attention, you know? It's not autopilot.
Anyway, they say the issue can be triggered when the car accelerates while operating under cruise control, which it might do in order to maintain its speed when climbing a hill. This could potentially cause a short circuit. When that happens, the vehicle can become locked in cruise control. Now, the typical methods for exiting cruise control is you either tap on the brakes or you hit the switch. But drivers, apparently, this might not work. You should be able to slow down the car by shifting into neutral or shifting into neutral and hitting the brakes. But to hell with this, turn in the car. So the FCA is asking owners of the recalled vehicles to bring them to dealerships for a no-cost software update. Software update. Again, I don't trust computers. I'm scared to death. In the meantime, the company is advising drivers of the involved vehicles to avoid using the cruise control. So we're looking at the 2015-70 Chrysler 200 sedan, Chrysler 300 sedan. The years I'm not going to go into, so look it up. But we're looking at Dodge Charger sedan, Dodge Durango SUV, Dodge Journey crossover, Jeep Cherokee SUV, Jeep Grand Cherokee SUV, the Ram 2500 pickup, the Ram 3500 cab chassis, Ram 3500 pickup, Ram 4500 and 5500, Ram 1500 Dodge Challenger, Chrysler Pacifica, and Jeep Wrangler. Wow. Software updates. Those are scary. All right. Speaking of updates, the NFL helmet may be updated where it could actually help soldiers. The creator of the innovative football helmet, which, by the way, is gorgeous, that performed best during NFL testing the last few years, is taking its concussion-reducing technology from the field to the battlefield. VICIS, maker of the 01 football helmet, is partnering with the U.S. Army to research ways to reduce head injuries in the military through a development grant announced Tuesday. The Seattle-based company will replace foam pads in existing Army and Marine Corps combat helmets with liner technology developed for its 01 football helmet. They say this aligns with our mission, and it allows us to protect those who have signed up to protect us. The technology remains in development, but it's very promising, and we're hopeful it'll make a big difference in the lives of our servicemen and women. Today's combat helmets are designed primarily for ballistic protection and shielding from shrapnel and gunfire. But a 2013 Congressional Research Service report said that showed that 4 out of every 5 traumatic brain injuries in the military are caused by a blunt impact in training or other non-deployed settings. They say the main thing is the current combat helmets are not optimized for blunt impact protection, and that's what football helmets are designed to do, protect against blunt impact. And so what we're doing, rather than working to replace the shell of the combat helmet, which is a good ballistic protection, they say, is replacing the inner padding, which is right now currently just foam. So I love the idea of, you know, protecting our servicemen and women. I am for that, and I also love the idea of combining technologies. When I see one industry do well with something and then they share that industry with something else, usually we get stuff from NASA or we get stuff from the military. But, you know, the NFL has a lot of money. So seeing all the advances that we can do for our football players and then bringing that to the military, I just think it's pretty damn cool. You know, they're making new kickoff rules for the NFL because they want to, decrease injuries. And these rules, let me see if I could bring some of these up. All right. I guess players on the kicking team, for those of you into football, will, you know, maybe not like some of these rules, but players on the kicking team cannot line up more than 1 yard from the point of the kickoff. The previous rule allowed players to line up 5 yards from the restraining line, allowing them to have more of a running start before the kick. Now, no. You have to line up no more than 1 yard. The wedge block has been eliminated. Only players who line up on the set zone between their own 40 and the opponent's 45 line can put together double-team blocks until the ball is touched or hits the ground. No player on the receiving team may cross the restraining line or initiate a block. This forces blockers on the receiving team to run back and block
so that decreases the chance of an attack block at high collision. When the ball hits the end zone, it is immediately ruled a touchback. No need for the player to down the ball in the end zone and initiate a touchback. All right? So, for those of you that, you know, are like, well, okay, I think I get it. Football has been trying to dispel the stigma and shake off the stigma that they are killing their players, causing CTE, and attracting young players to possibly ruin their medical lives. And so they're going to be making these rules. I think the kickoff now is not going to be as exciting with all these, but, you know, if that helps, you know, people. But we talked about this. Most of the injuries and most of the concussions that happen happen during practice time. It's not always on the field. During practice is when a lot of these concussions happen. So, and, you know, coaches are going to have to lighten up when it comes to get in there, tackle, get in there. So, we are going to see the wussification, as we talked about with Sid Rosenberg the other day from WABC on football. But, you know, seeing these kickoffs, yeah, the kickoffs are going to be a little bit more weeny. I'm just mad that they stopped the dancing, that you could do the touchdown celebrations. I don't understand why they had to stop that. Well, we had to clean things up and, you know. No, you know what? You didn't have to clean things up because we still heard Julio Jones or somebody cuss during the Falcons game. I mean, we still pick this up. All right, speaking of picking things up, we don't want to pick up ticks. And they say if you bug spray your clothing, which is something I've taught you guys about, it does keep the ticks away, spraying your clothing, until we're told that that's not healthy. So a new CDC-led study published today in the Journal of Medical Entomology suggests that it might be a great time to invest in a new fashion trend, bug spray-laced clothing. This permethrin, or RID, I don't know if that's called RID, but permethrin is a common household insecticide derived from a plant that attacks a variety of bugs, especially these ticks and mosquitoes. Now, it doesn't really get absorbed by people, so we don't see as many potential harmful effects. But you could get really sick by ticks or insects. So I was taught in a wilderness medicine class to spray your clothes. And they found that permethrin-treated clothing was affected at warding off the black-legged tick, which spreads Lyme disease. Other ticks as well, like the Lone Star tick and the American dog tick. The tick that causes Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Permethrin-treated clothing works. Now, what sort of clothes? Well, shirts, pants, socks. There are insect shield clothing, which already has the spray in it. But I like that idea. You're going to, you know, rather than getting it on your kid's skin, trying to spray the clothes. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Take control of your water with the new ProPure Whole House Filtration System. The ProPure Home removes chlorine and up to 220 plus additional contaminants with ProMax Full Spectrum Filter Technology for truly great tasting, clean, and refreshing water. Order a ProPure Home today and receive a free pre-sediment filter, a $79.95 value. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com for details. Rethink what's in your water.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all from tuning in. 1-877. Thank you all from. Yeah. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So one of Hollywood's biggest icons, somebody who you would think would be too big to fail, right? He has been in movies and Oscar winning and Oscar nomination and kids shows and is ubiquitous with Hollywood legends. Morgan Freeman is now losing his endorsements. Brands such as Visa are pulling their advertisements featuring his voice amid a series of sexual harassment allegations that surfaced yesterday. He is one of the biggest A-list talents in Hollywood. He is 80 years old, and 8 women have accused him of engaging in a pattern of inappropriate behavior, according to an original CNN report. The victims claim the incidents occurred on film set, in interviews, and at Revelations Entertainment, which is his independent movie production company. He has apologized. He has issued an apology to the women who came forward, saying, anyone who knows me, has worked with me, knows I'm not someone who would intentionally offend or knowingly make anyone feel uneasy. I apologize to anyone who felt uncomfortable or disrespected. That was never my intent. Now, I wrote a piece on my website about how older men, this isn't to defend him by any means, but how older men may lose their filter. And they may not have gotten the memo or understand the gravity of the situation of today's society, and how an 80-year-old man who might have picked up on women in his teens, in his 20s, in his 30s, right, which would have happened in the 40s and 50s and 60s, etc., is not allowed to be done today. That's not allowed. And they say you can't teach an old dog new tricks. I really believe that when it comes to women. Plus, I've talked to you about how it was very, very common in training where an older man you were taking care of in a nursing home or in a hospital would grab your butt. That's what they do. Maybe it's dementia. Maybe they're like, you want to know what you going to do to me? I'm an old man. What are you going to do? Come on. You know? And the concept of dirty old men, it's not that these people are predators. I don't think they're sexual predators and rapists and all that. I just think they can get away with something. Or they don't care if it's, you know, it's like a kid wanting to grab for candy. We women don't like it. We do need to stop that. They do need to get the memo. But I was watching some of these interviews. Apparently with Morgan Freeman, old interviews are surfacing. And old footage. And he is hitting on these women. Letting them know he's single. You know, making suggestive comments. And I'm watching this, and these are comments that I've heard, not by him, I've never met him in person, but, you know, heard by men and stuff. And you see the women handle it like we've always had to, you know, for decades. We don't want to be mean, because this is somebody of power. We don't want to make them feel uncomfortable, but we also don't want to give in. So we thank them for the compliment nicely, and we try to change the subject. And I started feeling uncomfortable, you know, seeing these women who are trying to interview him, you know, trying to ward off his advances. But on some of them, they seemed creepy. On others, he was really complimenting them. And that might have been his mojo. He might have been very, very smooth back in the day and telling a woman that she has great curves or a great body. Or, to me, when I was watching some of these videos, it looked like he was in his, you know, mojo wheelhouse of that's how he got ladies in the past, and maybe even currently. And, you know, he's trying to let people know that he's available. And single men are going to want, just like single women, are going to want to meet people through work. However, his pickup line or pickup strategy isn't allowed anymore in this day and age. if a guy wanted to let a girl know he was interested, unfortunately, some women, you know, enabled guys to be a lot more open about somebody's body and, you know, sexual attributes. In the old days, you know, you'd just ask the dad, can I marry her? And that's the first time you met him. So I think we women like something in between. But I really looked at somebody who was using his old school techniques. And so do I really think he wanted to be a predator? You know, and again, even though this is all alleged, you see the videos there. Yeah, it does seem creepy. I just think he is trying to make the same moves he always made, and those moves had worked for him. Now, I'm not saying he's 100% innocent then, but when society changes and you don't, and then you get in trouble, I don't look at you with the same disgust as I would with somebody who, you know, is a predator and purposely assaulted. Now, that's not to say. There were some things allegedly he said which was disgusting. And if he did make disgusting comments, all right, then, you know, and that's proven in court or whatever, he's then, yeah, okay, then he deserves whatever punishment he gets. But, you know, I'm seeing a lot of people not getting the memo. People getting in trouble for making dirty jokes. There's a YouTube video that's circulating. It's a football coach. I think it's the Ben Show from Comedy Central. And it is not very PC. It's a football coach that is screaming at the kids. And football coaches are notorious. These videos go viral. And this is a comedy thing, so it's made up. But there are so many, you know, jokes and spoofs out there of football coaches screaming to their team, looking like idiots, looking like racists. And then at the end, going, I do this because I love you. After they just screamed and ripped them all to pieces based on their ethnicity and their abilities. And so this video that's circulating, that's getting a lot of hits, is the most non-PC thing out there. But if you watch something like that at work or school, and you're giggling, and somebody walks by that's supposed to be minding their own business, gets a whiff of that, you are in trouble for sexual harassment, possibly assault, because of the content of something you're watching. Now, kids these days should be in school and should not be watching vulgar videos. Comedy Central can get kind of vulgar. I'm a fan of the Comedy Central station, but some of their stuff can get a little whatever. And so, yeah, but, you know, somebody on recess or on break or on the school bus watching something like this can get in trouble. Now, we are starting to train these kids. We are, you know, trying to give everybody the memo, but I don't think everybody yet knows. And so we're seeing a lot more people get in trouble, and then they get the memo. And that's, we need to do this better. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must-read. Today you can get your very own free copy of Ted Benna's new book. Shipping and handling charges apply.
Get your copy of Ted Benna's book when you text Benna to 79000. Text BENNA to 79000. Text Benna to 79000 now.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.